Sziasztok, means Enkinek. Hello, everyone. My name is Christine, and I am the host here at the Hungarian Heritage Podcast, the show where we connect your modern life to your Hungarian heritage. We will build bridges between Hungarians who live in Hungary to those with Hungarian heritage who live in all other parts of the world, not to mention the bridges that we will build between the generations. This podcast is a place where everyone is welcome, where you don't even need to be Hungarian or speak Hungarian to join in on the fun. We will talk about all the things that we love about Hungary, the Hungarian people, and the Hungarian culture, as well as the cool things Hungarian people are doing around the world. We will discover new things, review things you may already know, and we will have a lot of fun along the way. So, if you're looking to make that first connection to your Hungarian heritage, or you're looking to dig a little deeper, then you're in the right place. Join me as we grow this community and continue to connect the circles of Hungarians around us. On this episode of the Hungarian Heritage Podcast, I will be speaking with Alexandra Damanis, and she is the owner of Citadella Imports, a company that imports Hungarian wines to the United States. We will discuss Alexandra's Hungarian heritage, her journey to the U.S., what led her to start a Hungarian wine import business, and how she personally selects the wines that she imports from Hungary. Of course, we will also discuss the places you can find the Hungarian wines that Alexandra imports. Make sure to listen until the end so you can find out where you can pick up the fruits of Alexandra's labor of love for Hungarian wine. Please join me in welcoming Alexandra Damanis, who is the owner and founder of Citadella Imports. Welcome, Alexandra. Thank you so much for being here today on the Hungarian Heritage Podcast.
Thank you, Christine, for having me.
Absolutely. The pleasure is mine. So before we jump into talking about your import business, which is why we're here, it's become a tradition for me to ask my guests about their Hungarian heritage. So tell us a little bit about that.
So I actually grew up in Ukraine, close to the Hungarian border. The town is basically 90% ethnic Hungarian. And actually, we always considered ourselves as Hungarians or over the border Hungarians, as we say in Hungary. So, but I was actually born in Hungary since the hospital in that part of Ukraine weren't the greatest one. And I guess it was safer for my mom. But after when I turned six, we moved to Eger, which is, I think, the second most popular wine region after the Tokaj wine region that probably everybody recognizes more. But yeah, of course, I was just a regular, normal Hungarian child, cooked outside and bogrács from time to time. And my family had someone who made pálinka in the family. I guess everybody can say that they have someone in the family that makes pálinka. This is actually, that doesn't know, it's fruit brandy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a requirement for people to make pálinka at home, right?
100%.
100%. Yeah.
But actually, wine culture didn't seem important to me at that time since I was raised around the vineyards. It was normal for me, almost, let's say, too normal. Okay. Like, we knew the vineyards were there, but it wasn't part of our lifestyle besides walking my dog in the vineyards and just walking around in nature. But looking back at this, it obviously shaped me who I am and is one of the reasons I may be so attracted to the wine life.
I can see how just growing up in the environment, even though you didn't realize it was going to be part of your future, you absorbed so many ideas and ways of thinking just by being there. So you just never know in your life where it's going to take you, like your growing up experiences. So that's pretty interesting.
Exactly.
I really like the term over the border Hungarians.
It's really just something that they say when Hungarians living like right next to the Hungarian border, they really just call them over the border Hungarians.
I feel like you could start a t-shirt company that, you know,
over the border. Yeah, maybe that's not a bad idea.
Lots of business ideas, always floating, but
yeah, exactly.
That's a funny term. I like it though. Yeah, I like it. So your experience growing up in that region definitely influenced you, which was pretty great. So your business, now there's a little bit more to the journey of where you are now from where you grew up in Eger. How did you come to the United States? Like, how did you go from walking your dog in the vineyards, growing up there, to owning an import company in the United States? Tell us a little bit about that.
So I actually moved to New Jersey, to be exact, 7 years ago. I always knew that I wanted to help people. So I was interested in being a therapist, but in Hungary, your scores or entry exams has to be fairly high to become a doctor. But I was close enough to be admitted to the social workers program. I was still happy about this because I always sympathized with wanting to help the poor, unfortunate, homeless, and more like the drug addicts in Hungary. I actually did a few services in the drug ambulance also. Since the courses are similar, I went this route. But even that, I was never sure this is what I actually wanted to do. That led me to take classes to become a dental technician, which is a completely opposite of everything I wanted before.
Right.
And actually being a dental technician is completely different here in the USA than in Hungary, because schooling was more strict and difficult. It wasn't really aligned with social work, but part of me also was a bit artistic, or so I thought. It was really the attention to detail, that I have the ability to analyze something and try to find more out about it. So I went down a route where that made me unsure about what I wanted to do, because I wanted to do a bunch of things, but nothing ever really felt right. That's when I came for a vacation to the US for 3 months. And that's when I actually met my husband while vacationing in the US. And my dream was actually always to live in New York, and I was here on a holiday. So it was while I was here that I met him. But just like my school career, my love life was just as uncertain. So never knowing what I wanted, but I hope you can understand I'm a Libra. So I guess that explains everything with the...
Right. Okay. So, I mean, I feel like that's a very normal journey for so many people, deciding what you want to do with the rest of your life. You know, you have interest and you're going to school and love life, you know, situations. So you said you were on vacation. Where were you vacationing that you guys met?
So I was vacationing actually in New Jersey. We came to our friends for 3 months, and like middle of my vacation, I met Charles, my husband. And I still wasn't sure about moving to the US. Of course, we fell in love quickly. But then I went back to Hungary at the end of summer. And my birthday is in the end of September. So he actually came to Hungary and surprised me. And I guess the rest is history.
Yeah, that's a great love story. So when you moved here and, you know, you got together and you got married, you were still deciding about your career. Tell us how you had that spark of an idea to say, hey, you know what? I think I need to bring better wines to the US from Hungary. Like, how did that happen for you?
So we actually would regularly visit wineries while in Eger, and we both became more interested in wine from Hungary. His family had a small summer home in Long Island, New York, where there are also lots of wineries. He was exposed to wine from a young age, just like I was.
Right.
I always looked for employment, but never wanted to work for anyone. I actually always wanted to be my own boss. So I had plenty of ideas, like opening a small cafe, babysitting, opening an Airbnb. As you can see, some dreams were big and some small, but none of them felt close to my heart. That's until one day we were bored of the same only industrial wine sold in the US. And my husband said, is there any good Hungarian wine here? And then I actually, the answer was almost nothing. What we liked was being sold here. So we did the research and my business opened in 2019.
Wow, that's a great story. I feel like sometimes the things that we fall into in our lives, they were almost meant to be, you know, with you growing up in that area and then not finding good wines here in the US that you guys thought were good Hungarian wines. And I also live in New Jersey. And, you know, you go to some liquor stores and they don't really have a lot of showing from the Hungarian wine regions. So I feel like you're definitely bringing good things here, which is pretty amazing. How did you pick the name Citadella Imports?
So every time you actually look at a picture of, let's say, Budapest or Hungary, it's usually the first or the second picture that pops up in Google even is our Statue of Liberty in Hungary. And I just fell in love with this statue. It's just a woman showing basically freedom. And I just felt it's right.
Yeah, I feel like it's a perfect match for a woman starting an import business and connecting it to Hungary. I think that was a great connection there. Plus, it means it's powerful. A citadella is a stronghold. I think it's a very good pair for you. Now, you work with wineries in Hungary because essentially you import the wine here. So how did you make that happen? Because you do work with a handful of wineries. So tell us how you chose them and how you went about that process.
So choosing the wineries is perhaps the best and easiest part of what I do. For starters, I read countless wine books about global wine production, wine books about Hungarian grape varieties, Google searches, and just knowing what wineries and agar I grew up around. The hard part is to be confident in your palate. I made a promise to myself that I only want to import wine that I personally think it's amazing and I personally like and enjoy myself. But what's even better is that my husband's palate and what he likes from a taste perspective is literally exactly what I like. So we always help each other out and he always gives me even more confidence that, yeah, this wine is great because we are pretty similar. But yeah, just wines that interesting and delicious, that it's actually simple. This part is the most simple part, I think.
Right. I think it's because it's also you have such a connection and how lucky that you both have a similar wine palette so that you can support each other with making good choices with which wines and wineries you'd like to work with. So you do work with a handful of wineries. How did you go about asking them, like, hey, do you want to import to the US? What was that like for you?
To be honest with you, exactly like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. So I did my research with the wineries, what I already liked on paper about them. And then I just reached out, see if they want to meet with us. Are they interested in importing to the US? And then we scheduled a tasting. But actually, my first shipment wasn't as easy as I wanted it to be since it was in 2020, which everything was closed due to COVID. So it was just all Zoom meetings with the wineries and sending samples. Then we tried through video calls and then we put the portfolio together.
Right, right. That's pretty amazing that you did all this during probably one of the most difficult times in our lives, which will hopefully never happen again. And that's pretty great that all those wineries were also interested in just going the extra step to, you know, make this happen. Citadella's first import, which you talked about, because you started the company in 2019 and the first import you said happened in 2020. So you're importing the wine. Where did you then distribute the wine once that first import came?
Yeah, since the restaurants were all closed down, we could only do it in bottle shops and liquor stores.
Right. And did you find that was an easy process to locate, you know, bottle shops, liquor stores that were interested in receiving the wines that you imported?
Actually, at that time, it was, let's say, pretty easy because since the restaurants were closed, unfortunately, everybody went to the liquor stores and the bottle shops. So I guess their inventory was selling out pretty quick. They were interested in things like Hungarian wine. So
right. I guess, as they say, timing is everything. And so maybe That's a little silver lining to the whole situation that the world went through, is that you were able to make that happen probably quicker because of the situation. How often do you import each year? How does that work?
We actually import more and more each year, thankfully. Okay. The money we make really just goes back into buying more and more wine at this point. But we started with about less than 1,500 bottles the first short year. Then it just kept doubling. Then the amount of shipments went from 1 year to 2 a year. And then the shipment I'm putting together, and now we are importing about 5,000 bottles and plan on doing that twice within 12 months. So about 12,000 bottles for this year, still not huge, right. But we are not a huge company, and hopefully I will keep going.
Yeah, that's great. That, to me, that sounds like a lot of bottles of wine. And you also mentioned restaurants. They were closed during COVID, but now are you also providing bottles of wine to restaurants in the area?
Yeah, we have a few restaurants in New York City and wine bars now that we sell to. So, but I think selling to a restaurant and a wine bar is a bit more difficult than selling to a bottle shop because they don't have enough space for inventory. They already have the menu set for quite some month coming up. So it's just a bit more difficult than selling.
I see there's probably a few more challenges with connecting with a restaurant that has the room on the menu or, like you said, inventory, which is also important. So there are a lot of listeners in the New York City area and surrounding states that would probably be pretty interested in finding out, you know, which liquor stores and bottle shops and restaurants that your wines are. So I'll leave that information later on in the show notes, but I'm excited to go visit some as well. You don't just do importing and distributing in the US. You also do like wine tastings I've seen on your social media. Tell us a little bit about that part of your business.
We normally do tastings at places that already buy our wines. The best way to stay informed is definitely to follow me on Instagram at Citadel Imports. Our newest wines that are always there, as well as our stories and posts that show who has our wine and what events we will have. But for the most part, we import and distribute to retailer and not directly to consumers. The reason is the legal structure the US has for the wine industry. But yeah, we just do wine tastings and basically the stores and wine bars that already carries our wine.
So that's good advice. I feel like if people are local enough and they're looking to do a wine tasting, following you, especially on Instagram and social media, would be a great way to know when it's coming up. Now, you distribute to restaurants and liquor stores in this area. Do you have plans on taking it further in other parts of the United States as well?
So we already import to New York and New Jersey, like you said. We have a distributor actually now down in Sarasota, Florida, that we are really happy about. But also definitely would like to spread into more states, 100%. Wow.
It's amazing how much you've done so far since 2019, and it's only 2023. So I imagine in another 3 or 4 years, you'll be all across the United States, which is great because we need more Hungarian wine here in the United States. It's definitely hard to find. As far as Citadel Imports, importing and doing little wine tastings, do you have any other things, other plans for Citadella for the future?
Now we're actually focusing on more and more natural wines and organic wines, and have plans to actually invite the wineries we work with now to New York City in November to take part in Raw Wine Festival. Wow. It's a natural wine event. And I actually also started working with some wineries right over the border from Hungary.
Oh, the over-the-border people.
So now in the upcoming shipment of mine, definitely going to be some Slovakian and Slovenian wines as well.
Wow. I feel like those t-shirts, over-the-border wine imports, right? Oh, the wines.
Exactly.
I think you should add some merchandise.
Yeah, definitely. And myself coming from Ukraine also over the border. It just felt a bit closer to my heart to import wines from different areas also.
Yeah, I feel like that's a great connection to, you know, to you personally, but also even just to the culture and heritage of Hungary itself, because not that we want to get political about anything, and we're not, but yeah. For those who know, the country used to be a lot bigger. So there are a lot of over the border Hungarians, and that's great that you're expanding into those regions as well to give them a chance to, you know, show up on your import list, which is great. Tell us anything else you'd like us to know about Citadella Imports going forward.
Hopefully just this spreading to different countries, importing more and more wine, keep growing the portfolio, have different wines from different regions, adding even more wine regions from Hungary to the portfolio, because of course we're not able to import from all of the wine regions as of right now.
Right.
So definitely just keep growing. That's the future plan. Have more wine bars, restaurants, and bottle shops in the list also.
That's great. I think it sounds like a great plan. I know I'm excited. You know, I'm a fellow New Jerseyite. I'm excited to go and look for some of the wines that you've imported in the liquor stores. So I know you're going to tell me where those are, and I will definitely leave that information for the listeners so that they also can enjoy some of the great wines that you and your husband have taste tested and approved for importing. Tell us how the listeners can follow you on social media.
I would definitely point them to my Instagram. I think that's the most current one and accurate one, but also they can email me anytime. I'm pretty responsive with this. If they just want to find stores near their place or anything like that, I'm just there. Or check my website, citadellaimports.com.
That's great. And I will definitely leave all that information for the listeners, because I know that there's definitely people in the area that want to get a good wine from Hungary that, you know, that they haven't maybe been able to get. So thanks so much for being here today on the podcast. I appreciate that you gave us a little bit of an education about how you import your wine and obviously the wines that you've chosen. I'm excited about, and I'm sure a lot of people are also looking forward to picking up some of that wine as well. Thanks so much, Alexandra. I appreciate all of your information, and we wish you the best of luck with all of your wine importing.
Thank you so much, Christine. Thank you so much for having me here and everybody that was going to listen to my story.
Oh, thanks so much. It was certainly a pleasure.
Thanks so much for joining me today on this episode of the Hungarian Heritage Podcast. Don't forget to check the show notes for this episode to find out how you can connect with Alexandra Damanis from Citadella Imports on all of her social media platforms. You will also find information about where you can purchase some of Alexandra's imported Hungarian wines and maybe even attend a wine tasting. If you have feedback or questions about today's episode, or you would like to connect with me at the podcast, you will also find my email, social media information, and podcast website in the show notes. If you've enjoyed this episode and you're interested in learning more about this Hungarian heritage community that we are building, please don't hesitate to reach out. I would love to hear from you. A big thanks to my audio editor, Tori Irvin, for working her audio magic on this episode and every episode of this podcast. Our theme music is Hungarian Dance by Pony Music, used with special license from Envato Market. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcast so we can continue to connect our modern lives with our Hungarian heritage and grow this Hungarian heritage community. Until next time, goodbye, everyone. See ya, Stoke Means and Kinek.